If you are looking for some sustainable how-to to supercharge your productivity, today is a no-fooling around, high-value chat letting you walk away with 5 tips for achieving balance and maximizing your efficiency in getting things done. I want to give you a quick win for the week, mamas. Heck, like a quick win for life. Let's dive in. Hey, mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method Podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for being with me today, with just being here on the show, the Balanced Mom Method Podcast, sending you so much love through the microphone this morning or whenever you're listening. I just hope that you're having an amazing day. I want today's episode to be quick, like snappy, 10 minutes or less, because I acknowledge that the past few weeks have been a little longer episodes, and well, sometimes we just need a little catch up. And I hope that you have taken the time to like process and take action on all the things, right? All the tangible things throughout our declutter mini series last month and just a bunch of amazing guests in our conversation. And like, by golly, even moving forward and processing and taking action on the takeaways with some of the not so tangible things that we've talked about, but things that you can make your own and make fit and work within your life, that inner work, your life work, mamas. That is what this show is all about. And if you love this work, how we talk about it, just how it is on this show, how I approach things maybe, and you need more, like you want to go deeper, learn how to apply the principles and strategies and habits of the Balanced Mom Method, learn how to use the Balanced Mom Method formula and my IASI approach naturally within every aspect of your life. Let's connect. Learn how we can create this life work for you. If you feel called and thinking like, Jenna, I need this. Oh my gosh, I need help. I am ready, girl. Like, let's go. All right. Head to the Start Here page. And from there, you can enroll in a free mini email course, join our motherhood empowerment community, schedule a free clarity call with me, see if one-on-one coaching, group coaching, a self-paced course is an avenue we can take to work together. All right. On to this episode. 5 quick and tangible tips to give you a win for the week for my mamas. Yes. All right. So do you feel that you need to like supercharge your productivity as a mom? We're going to go over 5 tips for achieving balance, maximizing your efficiency, and getting things done. All right. So 1 is start within and connect with you. Aside from you possibly saying your family or your children are most important, what is ever more important in this life, in this world, than what you have to say and how you feel? I don't say that to sound vain or to be, you know, conceited or whatever. And I also don't say that in terms of what you have to say to other people. I'm talking about how you living your life, right? Based on how you want to live it, connecting to your higher self, listening to how you feel and how you want to feel. Gosh, it took me almost 30 years to come to that realization that you're important, right? Your life, this precious life, if you think of it, like the big picture here, it's your life. You have one life to live here on this earth in this physical body. Whatever you believe in, right? This is your life now. what else is more important than you living it to the fullest, right? And I'm 33 years old currently as I'm recording this episode. So meaning once I realized that, I started sharing about it. And it's evolved into this incredible message and mission, right? That I'm going to be possibly expanding soon with more services like energy healing and just all the things. But connecting to you, mama, starting within with what you need, following my IASI approach within the Balanced Mama formula and working through that in order for you to thrive, however that is for you in your life. Number two is owning your day. Do not let your day own you. You are in control of your choices. You are in control of your thoughts. You are in control of your beliefs, and you are in control of your actions. You are in control of your reality. You can be on a journey of growth, a journey of struggle, a journey of awakening, anything, and still choose happiness now. You can still take, you have to take responsibility now. You have to. And once you accept that, your perspective and reality will change. Once you accept to own your day and take responsibility for your life, your perspective and reality will change. Number three is small, seemingly insignificant actions done consistently over time will bring you results. That is a quote. I've shared it on the show before. It is a quote that has stuck by my side ever since I heard it. This correlates to new goals, new habits, new mindset shifts, new perspectives, new routines. And in terms of productivity, no, you don't have to do it all every day. All right? Figure out if you're a go all in on one task type of person and do it till it's finished. Or you might work on things in blocked segments of time to be able to, like, me, that's how I work. I'm like the multi-passionate. I'm doing a million things at once. So I have to be intentional with blocking out times to do all those things. And when the time is up, I move on to the next. That is how I work. It helps me stay present and focused in the things that I'm working on right here and now. But you might be the person, I start it, I finish it now. Awesome. You got to figure out what works best for you. Small, seemingly insignificant actions, those actions, how you show up, done consistently over time, the consistency piece will bring results. That is what will move the needle. Number four is brain dump. In life, work, appointments, feelings, to-dos, write it all out. It doesn't matter if it's in list format or a journal. Get it all out onto paper, or if it doesn't need to be onto paper, like release your thoughts, right? However that brain dump works for you, free up that space. Close those open tabs in your head to be able to be present in the moment and release that anxiety, release that stress, release that overwhelm. I've been starting to like also now call this type of free journaling, because when I do my morning mindset routine in the morning after my meditation, it's almost like my spiritual brain dump for the day. Like after my meditation, I just let my pen flow. And that is like, it's another form of brain dump, right? So think of it how just to be able to release and let go and be present in the moments. Brain dump however you need, however you see fit. And number five is follow a routine that you're after in the season that you're in. Accept it won't ever be followed perfectly, but it allows your habits to thrive. Because if you fall off or your kids have a meltdown, you know exactly where to pick back up. You could anchor your habits to take it a step further and maximize on your rhythms and those routines throughout the day. You could batch or time block to suit your lifestyle and season. Just have that routine that you're after, but then give yourself that grace in the season that you're in. All right. And bonus, okay, bonus here, bonus tip. Combined those five tips with taking care of your health and your mindset, and whammy, like you hit the jackpot, mama. I want you to save this episode to come back to when you're feeling overwhelmed and you need a quick reset, because these five things, I don't care if it's my time management, my productivity, these five things will always help me reel it back in to reset and get intentional with what it is I'm after, right? If it's the time management piece, how can I manage my time better? Figure out that brain dump. Do follow that routine that I'm after. Like if you follow these five things, you will be efficient because you're going to find that balance, right? You're going to be productive because you're walking it out. You're taking that action, those small, seemingly insignificant actions done over time, right? Give yourself some credit here, all right? I would love it if you would share this episode with a mama friend, share this show with a mama friend to spread the energy and empowerment of reclaiming our lives in motherhood without sacrificing living in the now present moment. Because our time is precious, mama. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth for farming? Please leave Mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.